Unit 6. Skills. Page 61. Exercises 3 and 4.
Hello and welcome to Radio 109. This week I'm talking to a man who knows a lot about the future. He is futurologist Drew Roberts. Welcome to the show, Drew.
Thank you.
Right, well, I have a lot of questions here from our listeners. They all want to hear your opinions about what life will be like in 100 years' time.
Sure, go ahead.
OK, question one. In 100 years' time, will it be possible to control the weather?
Well, scientists are already doing a lot of work in this area. They're interested in the weather because the climate is changing. They're learning a lot and they're already starting to experiment. So I think it will definitely be possible to control the weather in the future. But it will probably be very expensive. If it is expensive, then we'll probably only control extreme weather conditions.
Really? Interesting. Now, question two. Will we all speak one language in 100 years' time?
No, I don't think so. There will definitely be fewer languages. I think that there'll be three important languages in the future: English, Mandarin Chinese, and Spanish. But other languages, like Portuguese and Hindi, will definitely still exist.
Right. Now, a question from a listener in Manchester. Will people live to be 150 years old?
Well, I think that in rich countries, some people will live to 150 years old, but definitely not everyone and not everywhere.
OK. Question four asks, will we all travel in space in 100 years' time?
In 100 years' time? No, that won't happen. Space travel will still be very expensive and it won't be possible for most people.
Right. OK, so this is the last question. In 100 years' time, will we all use the same money?
That's a good question. Yes, I think we will, but I don't think it will be paper money. Today, people use the internet a lot to buy and pay for things. My prediction is that in the future, there will be a global electronic form of money.
Well, thank you, Drew. That's all very interesting. Now, if we want to find out more...